Chapter 8. When a widow or widower remarried, there was no need to wait for the usual season of weddings, October through December. But Seth was pretty sure that no widow had ever decided on a marriage with such haste. He squeezed Grace's hand as they mounted the steps to the bishop's house. Bishop Loftus was a wizened old man with a sharp wit and an even sharper tongue. There was no telling what he might say in any given circumstance, and there was always the chance that he might not even give approval to Seth's scheme. Still, as Seth fingered the sheaf of legal papers in one hand, he felt fairly confident that all would go well. Ellie Loftus, the bishop's Frau, opened the door to them with a kind smile. She was a straight-backed small woman who had the kind of eyes that said they'd seen a world of things, and not all good, but still accepted with compassion and empathy.
"Grace, Seth, sei so gut, komm in. How's your leg? Esther Zook told me about the wall and your broken ankle. Where's little Abel?"
With Jacob. We were hoping that the bishop was around," Seth said.
"Well, come in and sit, and I'll fetch him."
She leaned forward conspiratorially. "He's in a bit of a bad mood. Some woodworking he was doing for the upstairs didn't turn out well."
"Ah," Seth murmured.
His gut twisted, but he glanced down into Grace's eyes and tried to smile at her with reassurance. She didn't smile back. They perched on the rather stiff sofa that Ellie indicated, and waited while she hollered up the stairs in Pennsylvania Dutch for her husband. His cantankerous reply made Seth tug at his shirt collar. Loud steps sounded on the stairs as the bishop clumped down in his work boots. If he was surprised to see Seth and Grace sitting together in his living room, he didn't show it. The old man merely dropped into a chair.